Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips,
strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
You're listening to the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today we're talking about anxiety in your teaching. I want you to stop overthinking your teaching and your teaching business. Just stop it. Okay, I know you can't just stop it magically. That's like telling someone to calm down when they're upset. It's the most infuriating advice. But I do think there's some things you can do to start overthinking a little bit less, and then maybe gradually start just thinking instead of overthinking. First off, let me just say, I can guarantee, if you will take my word for it, that you are doing great. You know how I can guarantee that? You're here. You care about your teaching. You're investing time in learning how to be better at teaching. That means you're doing great. You're doing better than a lot of teachers out there who are just phoning it in, honestly, and just sailing by and not putting in the effort. You're here. That's proof positive that you are putting in the effort. Okay, now what if you won't take my word for it? If that doesn't quiet the voice a little bit, I want you to try taking your word for it. And the best way to do this is to keep a journal. Not of how great you're doing in teaching. I think that's a step too far if you're already overthinking and worried and anxious about your teaching. But I want you to keep a journal of how you're feeling about your teaching, or how you're feeling in general. It's up to you. At various points throughout the day, for the next week or more, if you like, I want you to write down the time and then write down a mark from 1 to 10, 0 to 10, whatever you like, of how anxious you feel about your teaching right now, right in that moment. And I also want you in this journal to write down roughly what you're doing throughout the day. So just as you do it, yes, this is a bit tedious, but I promise it's worth it. As you do it, you write down admin work, played on Instagram, like be honest, write down the actual things you're doing. Because what I want you to start to see is some patterns. When do you feel most anxious about your teaching? Is it after you've answered parent emails? Is it after you've scrolled Instagram and seen other teachers doing what they do? Is it after you've been reading something, watching something, just sitting around with your own thoughts? When is it that you feel most anxious? Is it when you've just had way too much coffee? Is it when you haven't eaten all day? Start to try and figure out these patterns, and putting them on paper, as much as you can put on paper without getting obsessive, is going to help you to see those patterns. See when it is that you have all these doubts about yourself that are getting in the way of you actually being a better teacher. Because if you're spending mental energy worrying about whether you're good enough, that's one more ounce of energy. Don't know why I went to imperial measurements there. One more ounce of energy, let's go with it, that you can't spend actually being a better teacher. Next up, I want you to join a supportive community. An actually supportive one, if you don't have one already. Ideally, honestly, in person. Like, if there's an event you can go to around you, if you have a music teachers association in your area, try going along. And if you do have a music teachers association that you've tried to go to and they made you feel more anxious, then please never go again, because that's the opposite of what we want, and that's unnecessary, and they're just not your people if that's how they made you feel. If you can't find one in person, a lot of us can't, and we can't travel to one even once a year. I mean, there's places you can live and times in your life that you can be in that mean you just can't do that. That's not feasible. So then join an online community. And ideally do both of these things, by the way. Join an online community that is genuinely supportive, that never looks down on people. And there are a few of them out there. I run one myself. But maybe mine won't be your bag. I just want you to find one that works for you. And I don't want it to be one where anyone ever, ever, ever speaks in a rude voice whether it's written or verbal, in a rude voice to anyone. Because even if someone is teaching the wrong way, even if they are using mnemonics or teaching technique in some way that you don't agree with, it's never okay to talk to people like that. And it's not good to be in a community where that is okay. I'm sorry, I don't agree with people who think, oh, well, we're just being honest. No, you can be honest and nice, or you can be honest and rude. And if you're being honest and rude, we need no part of that, my friends. Let's just leave. Let's just quietly do the Irish exit and leave that party. Right? You don't even have to say bye. Just wander out, be on your way, walk home, find a better community. Next step. These don't have to be in order. Whatever one works for you in any given moment. But a great step to take is to focus on your actual students. Here's the thing. You can be worried about the fact that you didn't include improvisation in every lesson, or that you don't teach rhythm using a particular system, or that you're not an MLT teacher, whatever it is you're worried about right now. But you need to take a breath and look at the actual students you teach. Are the humans coming into your studio happy to be there? Do they get to learn something about music when they are there? Are they making progress? Not perfect progress, but are they making progress? If all those things are true, you've got so much of the basics covered. What you're talking about now are the little tweaks and the edge cases, and there's no reason to feel badly because you haven't covered those. Yes, you can continue to strive and to try and be better. But no, you don't have to berate yourself. As long as you're not being mean to any of your students, I really doubt you are if you're here. If so, please go away. I mean, what are you doing here if you're doing that? If you're not being mean to your students, if you are teaching them about music and they are learning something about music, you are doing most of your job. We can talk about the nuances all day, and we can have fun talking about those nuances and do it in a nice way even when we disagree with each other, like I mentioned. But if you're doing those things, you're already doing pretty great. One way to be sure of how great you're doing and start to assess where you could be doing better is to take the Student Sleuth quiz on our website. So you can find that on the members' homepage if you're a member. And you go in and you answer some questions about a particular student, and you'll get a result that sees how well they are doing in terms of rhythm and technique and sight reading and all of these things. So that if you do want to look at where can I improve, especially if you do this for several students, you'll start to see, oh, I'm consistently not getting a great result for their rhythm skills. Maybe I want to look at a resource to see if I can improve in that area. That doesn't mean you start to say, well, I'm terrible and I should never teach music again. No, because you've got the evidence that you're doing great in all those other areas. So now look at improving that one and have fun improving that one. Don't give out to yourself about it. Okay, so stopping overthinking and anxious thoughts is a huge area that I'm not going to solve in one session. And it's also way outside my expertise. If you're dealing with something really serious and you need to go talk to somebody, you should do that too. But if you just have these niggling thoughts that are getting in the way of you spending more time living your life or planning effective lessons or running a great business, then I hope these tips helped. If there's something that helped you stop overthinking your teaching, I would love to hear about it in the comments. Vibrant Music Teaching members get 5 new games or resources at least every single month that keep them inspired and wanting to become a better teacher each and every day. If you want to join the best community of teachers online, you can go to vmt.ninja and sign up today.